This is Kim Wilde on the Tommy Milheim Show. Hope you have a great day, and I'll see you on tour next spring. Hello?
Am I really talking to Kim Wilde?
Yes, you are.
Great to talk to you, Kim.
Hi.
Kim, I've been to the hairdressers before the interview.
Yeah?
I was 14 years old when I listened to Kids in America for the first time. Ich war 14, als ich zum ersten Mal Kids in America im Radio gehört habe. Was denkst du, wenn du den Song heute hörst? What's your emotions when you listen to Kids in America today?
Well, you know, it's 30 years old now, that song, which is quite incredible. And,
der Song ist jetzt 30 Jahre alt und hat mich auf eine lange, fantastische Reise geführt. Ich singe Kids in America noch genauso gerne wie damals. Aber um ehrlich zu sein, auch weil ich mir zwischendurch mal eine lange Pause vom Musikgeschäft gegönnt habe, als meine Kinder kamen. Ich mag den Song immer noch, wie du vielleicht auch.
30 Jahre später will Kim Wilde wieder auf Tour gehen. Im März spielt sie mit Band in Köln. 30 years after the release, you will play Kids in America on your tour again?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the tour next spring. I get to sing, apart from my own hit record, songs that I've loved.
Ich freue mich auf die Tour im Frühjahr. Ich werde meine eigenen Hits spielen und Songs von anderen Leuten, die ich mag. Ich liebe Popmusik und das wird richtig Spaß machen bei den Konzerten.
And so it's going to be fun, whatever way you look at it. It's going to be a really fun gig to come to.
And will it still be rock and roll?
Of course it's got to be rock and roll.
Es muss rock and roll sein, das ist überhaupt keine Frage.
There's no argument about that.
Du hast schon gesagt, du hast eine Familie, Mann und zwei Kinder, 13 und 11 Jahre. You're married, you already told me, and you have two kids. What's their comments when mummy's rocking on stage today?
Well, I think they really love it. I mean, my little boy is 13, he plays really fantastic.
Die mögen das. Mein Sohn spielt fantastisch E-Gitarre, meine Tochter singt und spielt Klavier. Mein Sohn hört vielleicht lieber Metallica oder Slipknot, aber ich glaube, die beiden sind schon ein bisschen stolz, dass Mummy ein Rocker ist.
I think they're both pretty chuffed that their mum's a bit of a rocker.
Das neue Album besteht ausschließlich aus Coverversionen. Which songs did you choose for the new album?
Well, the new album is chosen from over a period of 5 decades, starting with the song that I first remember listening to as a little girl. Back in 1964, which was a song called Anyone Who Had a Heart.
Das neue Album besteht aus Songs aus 5 Jahrzehnten. Anyone Who Had a Heart von 1964, Songs von Cure, Buzzcocks, Sugar Babes, Mike Oldfields, To France, das ich so sehr liebe. Was alle Songs gemeinsam haben? Sie passen unter den großen Schirm mit der Aufschrift Pop.
Mike Oldfield Melody in there, To France, which I'm particularly love. So yeah, it's a pretty diverse album, but they all come under one big umbrella, which is the pop umbrella.
And E17, I read the single It's All Right.
Yeah, I love E17. I mean, I remember when they came out, you know, they were the bad boys of the boy band.
Ich erinnere mich an E17, die Boyband mit den rasierten Köpfen und den bösen Tätowierungen. Ich fand sie eher süß. Gute, erfolgreiche Popplatte.
Would you please stay on the phone, Kim, while I play it? It's All Right, Kim Wilde, 30 Jahre nach Kids in America. Am Telefon ist einer der größten Popstars der 80er Jahre, Kim Wilde. Where are you while we're talking to each other? Can you describe where you are for the moment?
Well, right now I'm in our kitchen. We live just north of London.
Wir wohnen eine halbe Stunde nördlich von London auf dem Land. Ich bin gerade in der Küche. Draußen scheint so schön die Sonne und unser Garten ist voller bunter Herbstfarben. Mein Hund, der stupst mich dauernd an, weil er raus will. Und ich fange gerade an, mich auf Weihnachten zu freuen.
Already?
Ein bisschen.
Was ich überhaupt nicht von einem Rockstar erwartet hätte, Kim Wilde liebt Gartenarbeit. I was surprised to read you're into gardening.
Well, when we had our children, we didn't have a garden, so I had to make one for them to grow.
Als meine Kinder kamen, hatten wir gar keinen Garten. Ich wollte aber, dass sie mit Grün aufwachsen, also legte ich einen an. Gärtnern hat mich echt gepackt. Am Ende studierte ich sogar Landschaftsgärtnerei an einem College hier in der Nähe. Ich hatte ja Zeit, nachdem ich mich von der Musik zurückgezogen hatte.
And all of a sudden I just found myself caught up in a whole new world. And although
jetzt ist das wieder mein Job. Aber der Garten ist für mich immer noch wichtig und ich verbringe viel Zeit da draußen.
What kind of style is the garden around your house?
Well, the garden's divided into sections and there's a section where we grow vegetables and fruit and a section that is more.
Ein Teil ist Obst- und Gemüsegarten, ein Stück mit Stauden und immergrünen Pflanzen und ein Stück typisch englischer Garten mit Rosen und so. Er riecht gut. Ich pflanze alles, was ich mag. Ich bin stolz auf meinen Garten.
There's a lot of scent and so it's a place that's just full of plants that I love and I'm really proud of it. It's really turned into a rather lovely garden over all these years.
Und fassen die Kinder mammelt an? Rose and Tristan, do they give you a hand while you're doing the garden?
Yeah, Rose loves being in the garden with me. Harry helps from time to time.
Rose, meine Tochter, geht gerne in den Garten mit mir. Harry ist ein typischer Junge, der macht das nur gelegentlich. Aber ich hoffe, dass beide den Garten in ihren Herzen tragen. Vielleicht inspiriert er sie und sie legen ihren eigenen Garten an, wenn sie groß sind und eine eigene Familie haben.
In their own adult lives when they have their families. I think, you know, there's a good chance that their experience of growing up in our garden will inspire them to make their own beautiful garden one day.
Wir sprechen mehr gleich. Kim Wilde ist am Telefon, die Frau, deren Musik wir alle seit 30 Jahren im Radio hören. Kids in America, Cambodia, You Came, Love Blonde. Kim, which one is your favorite of all these songs?
Well, they're like flowers or kids, you know, it's hard to have a favorite.
Mit meinen Liedern ist es so ein bisschen wie mit meinen Blumen oder auch den Kindern. Es ist ganz schwer zu sagen, welches man lieber hat. Das ändert sich auch. You Came hat mir immer besonders am Herzen gelegen. Ich habe den Song mit meinem Bruder Rick geschrieben, als sein erstes Kind Marty kam. Es geht um einen Moment, in dem ein ganz besonderer Mensch in dein Leben tritt und es für immer besser machen wird. Nicht nur Ricks Sohn Marty. Einen Menschen, ohne den man nicht leben kann, den gibt es wohl in jedem Leben. Ich glaube, der Song drückt das ganz gut aus.
That wonderful moment when that happens and of course, you know, there's always someone wonderful in all our lives who we couldn't live without, and it speaks for all of those people as well as for Ricky's son Marty.
Im März spielt Kim Wilde in Köln. Have you been to Cologne before?
I've been to Cologne many, many times.
Ich war schon sehr oft in Köln, meistens im Winter, wenn Weihnachtsmarkt ist. Dieses Jahr am Valentinstag habe ich mit meinem Mann Hal ein Liebesschloss auf der Hohenzollernbrücke aufgehängt. Ich kenne Köln richtig gut.
So I know Cologne really well. Yeah.
Oh, that's a novelty with the bridge. Have you been to the cathedral?
I've never been inside it. I've been.
Ich war noch nie drin. Ich war am Dom und auf dem Weihnachtsmarkt davor, aber ich war noch nie im Kölner Dom.
It sounds like you love Christmas.
I really do. Yeah, I love being in Germany at Christmas, particularly.
Ich mag Weihnachten in Deutschland. Als ich auf der Night of the Proms Tour war, war ich auf Weihnachtsmärkten in vielen deutschen Städten. Der in Köln ist fantastisch.
All the different kinds of Christmas markets and I really love the one in Cologne. It's just fantastic.
And loving Christmas, do you believe in God and Jesus Christ? Bist du gläubig, Kim?
I do, yeah. I absolutely do.
Ja, ich glaube an Gott, absolut. Wie man sich Gott, Jesus Christus und die Propheten vorstellt, das ist eine sehr persönliche Angelegenheit. Mein eigenes spirituelles Leben mal eben so am Telefon zu erklären, das ist nicht so einfach. Aber ich bin tiefgläubig, Güte und Liebe, das ist für mich Gott.
Kim Wilde, it was a pleasure to talk to you. Take care.
Well, it's a real pleasure to talk to you as well. Thanks for the support. Cheers. Hello?
Am I really talking to Kim Wilde?
Yes, you are.
Great to talk to you, Kim.
Hi.
Kim, I've been to the hairdressers before the interview.
Yeah?
I was 14 years old when I listened to Kids in America for the first time. Ich war 14, als ich zum ersten Mal Kids in America im Radio gehört habe. Was denkst du, wenn du den Song heute hörst? What's your emotions when you listen to Kids in America today?
Well, you know, it's 30 years old now, that song, which is quite incredible. And, you know, it's taken me on a very long and fantastic journey. But I have to, you know, be honest, I still love singing it now as much as I did back then. But I think for me, I had a long break from the music business when I got married and had children. So I think that helped, that I had a break from the song for a while. But I still love it just the same, maybe as you do.
30 Jahre später will Kim Wilde wieder auf Tour gehen. Im März spielt sie mit Band in Köln. 30 years after the release, you will play Kids in America on your tour again?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the tour next spring. I get to sing, apart from my own hit record, songs that I've loved throughout my life. You know, I love pop music, had a long love affair with it, and so I get to sing other people's pop songs that I love, my own songs that people love of mine. And so it's going to be fun, whatever way you look at it. It's going to be a really fun gig to come to.
And will it still be rock and roll?
Of course, it's got to be rock and roll. Absolutely. Yeah, there's no argument about that.
Du hast schon gesagt, du hast eine Familie, Mann und zwei Kinder, 13 und 11 Jahre. You're married, you already told me, and you have two kids. What's their comments when mummy's rocking on stage today?
Well, I think they really love it. I mean, my little boy, he's 13, he plays really fantastic electric guitar. And my little girl, she loves playing piano and singing. She really loves the whole thing. So I think my son, he preferred Metallica or Slipknot or something like that, but I think they're both pretty chuffed that their mum's a bit of a rocker.
Das neue Album besteht ausschließlich aus Coverversionen. Which songs did you choose for the new album?
Well, the new album is chosen from over a period of 5 decades, starting with the song that I first remember listening to as a little girl. Back in 1964, which was a song called Anyone Who Had a Heart. And then the album spans kind of over 5 decades and, you know, very diverse, you know, bands like The Cure, The Buzzcocks, The Sugar Babes, which is a kind of an unusual one, but I just thought it was a really great pop record. Mike Oldfield melody in there, To France, which I'm particularly love. So yeah, it's a pretty diverse album, but they all come under one big umbrella, which is the pop umbrella.
And E17, I read the single It's All Right.
Yeah, I love E17. I mean, I remember when they came out, you know, they were the bad boys of the boy band. You know, they all had shaved heads and tattoos, and I thought they were all quite cute, but I really loved It's All Right. I just thought it was a great pop record, really triumphant and joyful.
Would you please stay on the phone, Kim, while I play it? It's All Right, Kim Wilde, 30 Jahre nach Kids in America. Am Telefon ist einer der größten Popstars der 80er Jahre, Kim Wilde. Where are you while we're talking? talking to each other? Can you describe where you are for the moment?
Well, right now I'm in our kitchen. We live just north of London, about half an hour north of London in the countryside. It's a beautiful sunny afternoon and our garden is full of autumn colour. And my dog is nudging me to take her for a walk. I'm kind of just starting to get it a little bit into the Christmas spirit now.
Already?
A little bit.
Was ich überhaupt nicht von einem Rockstar erwartet hätte, Kim Wilde liebt Gartenarbeit. I was surprised to read you're into gardening.
Well, when we had our children, we didn't have a garden, so I had to make one for them to grow up in. And then I ended up studying horticulture at college, in a college quite close to my house. And I just suddenly got the bug. I just recently retired from the music business, so I had a bit of time on my hands. And all of a sudden, I just found myself caught up in a whole new world. And although I'm professionally really back with my first job with singing and entertaining and gigs and recording again, I'm still out in the garden a lot when I have some spare time, and it's always one of the most important places that I need to get back to.
What kind of style is the garden around your house?
Well, the garden's divided into sections, and there's a section where we grow vegetables and fruit, and a section that is more what they call new wave perennial planting, using ornamental grasses and late summer perennials like echinacea. And then there's a sort of formal English garden part, of course, you know, with lots of clip box and roses, and there's a lot of scent. And so it's a place that's just full of plants that I love, and I'm really proud of it. It's really turned into a rather lovely garden over all these years.
Und fassen die Kinder mal mit an? Rose and Tristan, do they give you a hand while you're doing the garden?
Yeah, Rose loves being in the garden with me. Harry helps from time to time. You know, he's a typical boy, so he has his moments. But I think, you know, in the years to come, as they turn into adults, I think they'll always have this garden in their heart, and I think it will inspire them and, you know, play a part perhaps in their own adult lives when they have their families. I think, you know, there's a good chance that their experience of growing up in our garden will inspire them to make their own beautiful garden one day.
Wir sprechen mehr gleich. Kim Wilde ist am Telefon, die Frau, deren Musik wir alle seit 30 Jahren im Radio hören. Kids in America, Cambodia, You Came, Love Blonde. Kim, which one is your favorite of all these songs?
Well, they're like, you know, they're like flowers or kids, you know, it's hard to have a favorite. But, you know, it changes from time to time. I've always had a bit of a soft spot for You Came. I just think that, you know, for me, it's a song I wrote with my brother Rick and was written to celebrate the birth, actually, of his first child, Marty. But it's a great song because I think it sums up a lot about how people do feel about very special people who come into their lives and change it for the better. So I think the song really captures that wonderful moment when that happens. And of course, you know, there's always someone wonderful in all our lives who we couldn't live without. And it speaks for all of those people as well as for Ricky's son Marty.
Im März spielt Kim Wilde in Köln. Have you been to Cologne before?
I've been to Cologne many, many times. And usually in the winter, usually around about the Christmas market time, I have been and put a padlock on the bridge that goes over the Rhine for me and Hal on Valentine's Day, because I was there on Valentine's Day last year. Oh, sorry, this year. So I know Cologne really well, yeah.
Oh, that's a novelty with the bridge. Have you been to the cathedral?
I've never been inside it. I've been around it and at the market, you know, the Christmas market that's around it, many, many times. But I've never actually walked inside it.
It sounds like you love Christmas.
I really do. Yeah, I love being in Germany at Christmas, particularly. I went on when I did the Night of the Proms tour. We went to many German towns and I really, really enjoyed going to all the different kinds of Christmas markets, and I really love the one in Cologne. It's just fantastic.
And loving Christmas, do you believe in God and Jesus Christ? Bist du gläubig, Kim?
I do, yeah. I do. It's a very personal thing, I think, one's faith and how one interprets God and the meaning of Jesus and all of the prophets and you know, our own experience of having a spiritual life is sometimes quite difficult to put into words on a phone call. but I do have a strong faith in goodness and in love and I call that God.
Kim Wilde, it was a pleasure to talk to you. Take care.
Well, it's a real pleasure to talk to you as well. Thanks for the support. Cheers.